Huh? Oh, bugger. What's the date? Bugger! Bugger, 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 bugger! It's the 3rd of... Bugger! It's the start of February and I've missed it. Bugger! What am I going to do? I love February. I better get into it. G'day, everybody. See you in here. And I missed the start of February. Didn't even realise it was coming. I didn't hear any discussion online, but I've been offline a bit, so I haven't been hearing what you might have been talking about. Bugger. Oh, well, let's get underway. I do like February. I like it a lot. Actually, February is responsible for me falling deeply in love with Audioboo. And I'm going to play the game a little bit differently to a lot of other people because I'm not a huge fan of the follow the checklist of items to talk about. It's nothing wrong with it, but it just doesn't really float my boat. I'd rather talk about things that inspire me at the time rather than try and drag up some thoughts about whatever the topic may be of the day. Hey, but I take nothing away from you guys. You want to play it that way? Fine, have fun. And I might occasionally dip my toe in the water and use it as a bit of inspiration too. And I think day one was what's happened since last year. Well, I'm going to extend that because I'm going to link it back an extra year, back to 2012, which was my first February when I was in Berlin. And this is the reason why I don't necessarily really go with the whole theme idea, because when I was in Berlin participating in February, I was commenting on what was happening around me. And at that stage, it was all different and all unique, and it was winter, and I don't do winter in Brisbane. We don't do winter here because winter is incredibly mild compared to some places, maybe like you guys in Ireland and Scotland. Hey, Mac, Top Gold. And Omani, Paul Omani. Gee, I just slipped my mind. Sorry, Paul. Funny how names fall out of your head, isn't it? We don't do those miserable cold, wet winters. So for me, winter was in Berlin a unique experience, and I really enjoyed talking about that. So, and I also enjoyed talking about the cultural differences. And I'm fortunate, as I've mentioned in the previous Audioboo, that during this February of 2014, I get a 10-day period where I'm going to be either in or travelling to and from Singapore. So I want to spin all of my February topics relevant to things I'm more interested in than maybe is on the list, and also my thoughts about Singapore. I'll also hopefully add to it a few observations of Singapore. But since 2012, I have really quite become enamoured with the storytelling methodology that we have here on Audioboo, and also the community that is fostered by it. Bernie mentioned I listened to one of his Februaries for this year just earlier tonight, and he mentioned that that's when he hooked up with me on February, and he thought it was last year, 2013. No, it was actually a year earlier, Bernie, when I was in Berlin, 2012. And I think it's really wonderful. I really enjoy it. And basically, that's all there is to it. I think February is a great mechanism to sort of connect about all sorts of different topics that we might be talking about and what floats our boats. So I'm going to talk about a few things relevant to my experiences, a bit of my philosophies, a little bit like I did back in Audiomo, and also my observations regarding Singapore when I get over there. And today was the start of preparing for that trip to Singapore. I went to work, and the fellow I'm travelling with, Matt, might as well use his name because he's going to come up a little bit more in these future Audioboos. Matt is tomorrow morning at some stupid o'clock going up to far north Queensland to work on a job for a couple of days. And we had to get a few things organised before we left today, which we did. Hopefully he'll be back Thursday night and we can tidy up the last of stuff on Friday, because I found out that we leave at severe stupid o'clock next Monday morning at 5 a.m. and considering we've got to get tools and our own personal kit to the airport, I doubt if, I think I'm going to be basically leaving home around about midnight for a 5 a.m. flight. It's going to be pretty harsh, but for an 8-hour flight to Singapore. So this week, today was the start of it, this week is all about preparing for that. And we don't actually have a lot of work on at work at the moment, other than getting ready for Singapore and getting away. We've got a delay of getting one product, a tint that I add to fiberglass resin, polyester resin, to make up some panels. And it may not arrive until Wednesday. And the crazy thing is, here we are sitting around kicking dust up, and there could be a blind panic at the end of the week to try and push this process to get these panels made. But, you know, these things happen, don't they? So as of tomorrow, I don't think I have a hell of a lot of work on. So I'm going to be unplugging to work on Wunderling and get these cases finished before the end of the week. That's my goal. So basically that's what is happening at the moment. It's very much head down, bum up, and getting a few things done. As well as that, I'm a little bit motivated to chase down a few experiences in Singapore. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen when I get to Singapore. It could be a blind panic and just a horror show, as I mentioned earlier, or it could be a dream run. We just don't know what to expect. So we're going to hit the ground running and see if we can pull something off in the first few days, and then we can enjoy our time. As it turns out, we're not even going to be there for 10 days. We're really only going to be there for 8 days of substantial bugger! Bugger, bugger, bugger! It happened again, didn't it? I got a phone call and I had to deal with it, and Audioboo stopped, and I've just picked up and had a bit of a chat to a mate for about 30 minutes, and then there was a pub, so I had to have a beer. I'm now heading home. But I basically have pretty well wrapped up what I wanted to say. Going to Singapore, and we're going to see what we can do, and we'll make the most of it, and I'll create a few February audio boos to tell you about my time. And a few things that I've had bubbling in the background for sometimes months. I've got some audio boos I want to share with you that I've had brewing for a very long time. And I want to bring them up with you and see what you think. But February could be a very good time for that. So stay tuned, good folks, and we shall see what eventuates. February is always a wonderful time. I do enjoy it so very much, and it's where I fell in love with Audioboo and the community who shares. Catch you all later, everybody. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye for now.